It's time for this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Yeah, we've got some major news that just broke out this morning regarding the Inter-Dominion.
And the Inter-Dominion now secured for the next 9 years.
Yes, so it's very exciting. Great to see that there is, you know, the future for the next 9 years of this great race will be known. So this Grand Circuit race has rotated, you know, between state to state as well as New Zealand since its inception back in 1936. And for the last 6 years, the Inter-Dominion was part of a three-year tender. So Sydney had it for 3 years when the format changed slightly. And, you know, the current tender is with Perth. However, next year, this won't be the case. So Harness Racing New South Wales, Harness Racing Victoria and Harness Racing New Zealand put forward a tender to share the Inter-Dominion throughout each of those states and over in New Zealand, obviously, for next year and the next 9 years, basically. So next year, the Inter will return to Victoria. So the year after, the race will be over in New Zealand. They haven't confirmed where in New Zealand yet. And then in 2020, the Inter-Dominion will be back here in New South Wales. And then the race will repeat that whole rotation again following that. So, yeah, this is really great news that, you know, all of these organisations can come together, work together and keep the Inter-Dominion going. You know, this race is certainly a classic here in the Southern Hemisphere.
In New Zealand, it'd either be Addington or Alexandra Park, you would think, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Just on some other Inter-Dominion news, Tiger Tara ran second to Ultimate Machete in the free-for-all last weekend, Friday or Saturday night, was it?
Yeah, Friday, yes.
And now he's in Perth.
Yeah, he made the quick turnaround. So Tiger Tara, I think he flew out from New Zealand on Saturday, if I'm correct, flew to Sydney, from Sydney down to Victoria, and from Victoria to Perth, I believe. So, yeah, he's certainly had a long flight over. But, yes, the Inter-Dominion for 2017 kicks off at Gloucester Park this Friday night. And Tiger, he hasn't got it easy. He's versing Lenny the Shark in his heat. And Tiger Tara's come up with Barrier 7, Lenny the Shark, Barrier 3, and is subsequently the $1.20 tab fixed odds favourite for that heat. So out of all the heats, Lazarus, the Inter-Dominion early favourite for the whole series, he's drawn Barrier 9 for his heat on Friday night. So that's the outside draw around Gloucester Park. He's still the favourite. He's equal favourite, actually, Simon. He's $2 with tab fixed odds, while Soho Tribeca, Perth local, is $2, and he's drawn Barrier 2, and his form's been pretty strong of late over in the West. So punters liking him at the moment. And then in the third round, the third heat, Chicago Bull, another local pacer, Barrier 2 is the $1.25 favourite. And that's a real interesting heat, actually. You've got the likes of Have Faith in Me. He's $6.50 with tab fixed odds. And another one that I've found interesting is Yaya's Hotspot is $61 with tab fixed odds, which I just think, I don't know. It's not going to be easy for him. He's drawn Barrier 9, but he does have early speed. And I just think he shouldn't be $61. I know he finished fifth at Menangle last start, but he's, you know, he loves the half-mile tracks, and he's proven that time and time again. And he does have that early speed. So Barrier 9 might not be as tough for him as what some people might think. So, you know, when the place market's open for this horse, I think he's certainly one you can consider. So, yeah, very interesting first round of heats. You know, Barry Jaws haven't played in the hands of hooves of Lazarus, who's in Barrier 9. Certainly helped out Lenny the Shark, who is obviously an Inter-Dominion champion. He's come up well with Barrier 3, and that final heat on Friday night, Chicago Bull has drawn very well.
It's finally upon us, eh? The first round on Friday night. Looking forward to how the Into the Minion series getting underway. Now, New Zealand trainer Tim Budd is setting up a stable in New South Wales.
Yeah, well, he's one trainer that won't be represented this year in the Into Dominion. He had Myfield Marshall, but decided to withdraw the horse out of the series early to basically focus on the little fish during the time here at Menangle and Victoria. And what's interesting is, Tim Butt is setting up stable here in New South Wales. He's just rented out some of the stables at the Menangle Park Training Centre to set up permanently. I think he'll also have a team back home, so similar to what David Aiken has done here in New South Wales. So Tim's first starter from the barn, in a sense, this time being an official trainer out of the Menangle Park Training Centre, will be his new trotter that he's acquired, called Gentleman Sir, which is having his first start for Butt at Menangle this Saturday night. Now, this trotter, Simon, he's won 6 of his 14 starts, so will most likely start favourite in race 9 on Saturday night.
Okay, well, good luck to Tim Butt there in New South Wales. Now, Bling It On has made a successful return.
Yeah, he sure has. So he won on Saturday night. And what's remarkable about this win, which was at Menangle, he equaled his personal best time. He went 150.8. But it was his first start back since he was involved in that race ball back in June. And he's been on a crazy ride since then. As I think I've mentioned it in the last few podcasts, he's gone to stud, he served at stud. His injuries from that race fall were potentially career-ending. And then he's come out last Saturday night and equaled his personal best time. It was just really great to see. I caught up with Luke McCarthy yesterday, and he said he was very happy with how the horse felt on Saturday night, and he's certainly back to his best. The Shirley Turnbull Memorial at Bathurst on December 26 is his next main target, and then hoping all is well the Miracle Mile next year around February. So, great to see him. While I caught up with Luke yesterday, I also caught up with Lauren Tritton at Menangle yesterday, and she's actually heading over to Perth probably as we speak, if she hasn't already got there yet, to meet up with her husband Shane. Shane Tritton headed over with their team of horses on Monday and said the horses handled the trip really well. So Shane took over Yaya's Hotspot. He also took over Myrona Gold, as well as Reza Grunter, a relatively new horse for the stable. And Lauren said the reports are the horses handled the trip all very well. They're staying at Gary Hall Senior's property. So Lauren will be flying over today and be staying with the horses over the next few weeks.
Good spot to be, Perth. You could do Gloucester Park on the Friday night and then Ascot on the Saturday for the Group 1 Railway Stakes.
Yeah, I'm sure probably many of them will be doing that.
Gareth Hall, I think, would probably be doing the double.
Yes.
Now, at Menangle this Saturday night, Amanda, we've got a Group 3 on where Tactator's gone up the $3.10 favourite. The Mac Doro $3.70 and My General Lee at $4.60. So an open race amongst the top few in the market there.
Yes, a free-for-all named in honour of the late Kevin Robinson. And it's a really strong race. As you said, that Amanda Turnbull trained and driven Tactator is the early fave. He's drawn out wide over the short trips. So he'll carry Saddle Cloth 12, but with the removal of the emergency, should start from barrier 10. I just think there's a lot of value in this race. As you said, Mark Doro, he's, $3.00. And I'd also don't mind as an each-way option, and one to consider for your multiples is Blazin and Cullen. So he's drawn barrier 4. If you take out the two emergencies, he'll come out of barrier 2 over the mile in this race. I think that will be vital. And he's just a horse who's just been really unlucky lately, but he's been running some good times. So I think he's certainly one you can add to the mix for a bit of value. And he's about $8 the win, $2.40 the place at the moment. So he just needs that shade of luck. But another really good race. Obviously, as I mentioned earlier, Tim Butt has that new trotter for the stable, Gentleman Sir, making his Australian debut in race 9. And it's just a strong card all over.
Good stuff, Amanda. Well, very much looking forward to the ID series getting underway on Friday.
Yes, and what's great here in New South Wales, we're actually trying to work in with these inter-Dominion heats and programming our races later. So, you know, punters can sit and watch the inter-Dominion heats while also have a bet on a New South Wales race as well at the same time. So, yeah, it's good that we can have that flexibility.
Yeah, good thinking. Thanks very much, Amanda. Enjoy the week ahead.
Will do. Can't wait to see what these inter-Dominion heats, the first round, produce.